why y'all turned the spotlight on so early? I ain't even got to my spot yet. Dang. Good evening, everyone. Y'all can do better than that. I know I ain't talking to myself. Good evening. That's more like it. That's more like it. My name is Elric. I'm one of the drummers here at Vineyard. I'm the drummer that plays very, very loud. So if you ever came a Sunday and your ears was ringing and you had a headache, I'm sorry. But we just wanted to put something on for you guys that's put on from our VCC musicians. We just want to give you guys something to relax to and enjoy some Christmas songs, have fun, and not think about all the craziness going on in the world. So to start things off, we have something about a boy that you may be familiar with. We'll be right back.
being my God.
Guys, okay, you good? Cause hey Chip, I'm starting to get lightheaded, man. Come on, you're killing me. Please enjoy the rest of the show.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive. Thank you. and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Christmas Vineyard.
Yeah, that was great. That was... Hey, man, can you turn my mic on? Hey, man, what you doing? What are you doing? Why are you unplugging my stuff? No, you don't got to plug it in. Says who? Hey, man, he unplugging my stuff. No, man. No, that don't go there. It goes back here. Don't touch my drum. Don't touch my drum. Don't touch my drum. I'm not playing. I will throw you off this stage. And you're going to do it. You're going to do it anyway. You disrespect me. How dare you? How dare you? You know what? That's fine.
I did it.
You owe me $5 after the show. Hey, Chip, right now he owe me $5 after the show. He ain't supposed to touch my stuff. You know what? I'm gonna deal with you. I got you. Bye. Yeah, I can. You still there? Go upstairs. Thank you. Anyway, pardon the interruption. That let's get back to the here show. This next song is a famous story on how God sent his angels to earth to tell the shepherds that the Son of God has come on earth.
Newborn King.
next few songs, we hope will bring back some memories of Christmas and also help you forget about what's going on in the world with all this craziness and confusion. Quick trivia note, the word Noel means news. I did not know that. But this next song is basically talking about an angel telling the good news that Jesus has came to bring us freedom. Tis the season, everyone.
He shall reign forevermore.
Now we're gonna get to the fun part of the show. Unfortunately, it is the almost the end of the show, but I know. If I could stay here another 2.5 hours, I would. You know what I'm saying? But I just got one question. Are y'all ready to have some fun? I can't hear you. This side, y'all ready to have some fun? What about this side right here? Y'all ready to have some fun? Y'all, no, y'all ain't. Middle section, y'all ready to have some fun? What about the left side? Y'all ready to have some fun? Okay, so we're gonna have a couple selections from our Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Oh yeah, you already know how it's gonna turn out. So if y'all ready to party, we finna party. So let me hear it for our Trans-Siberian Orchestra right quick. Make some noise, come on now. All right, y'all, get ready, cause we about to have a party. So here we go.
Thank you. Singers at, bring them up here. Oh my goodness, man, Thank you. That was probably one of the best things I've ever seen. I can't stop smiling. Wow. So, listen, these are singers, Mike, Jamelyn, and Mallory. We've got Mark Holsipple on percussion back here. Nathan Flieger on keys. Matt Boras, Jeff Arsman on guitars. Tarek Deer on bass. Brad Smith back in drums. And then the prettiest one on the stage, my wife on keys. And Elric, my man, Elric. Woo! And then we have a whole team of guys up in the sound room, up in the control room, and then also in the back. It's a very special friend of mine. Devon Murray, I consider this guy one of my best friends, long distance friend. He comes in from Chicago. He does the lights. Devon is the man. Woo! So thank you, everybody. Thank you. All right, well, you guys can have a seat. I have a short message for you guys because I can't get you into church without sharing the gospel. I can't even talk. Gosh, it's a good thing this is just a short message. Was that good or what? Was it just me? You know, so we thought about putting this on. My wife Kim is kind of the musical genius in the family. I can't play anything. I could maybe play a bucket or something, but she comes up with this set list, and you know, every year we're just like, I don't know, do you think we can do it? And she's always like, yes, because we have the talent. And the talent that you see up here on this stage, you know, you can use your talent for one of two masters. And these are God-given talents. All the talents that we have are God-given. And I'm just so blessed that we can still be able to do something like this today. You know, and I'm thankful for those of you that showed up tonight. And it just shows me that people are hungry for something other than what they're used to hearing right now, right? Politics, virus, injustices. There's a hurting world out there. And if we can just provide something for everybody to just relax and enjoy life, for me, it makes me smile. Amen? Amen. And when it comes to Christmas, Christmas is my favorite time of year. The reason that is because I get to spend time with family. We get to take a few days off of work. We get to forget about things for a minute. We travel. We watch people shop. We watch people have fun. We spend time with family. Did I say that? Sometimes family can be stressful. Sometimes it can be stressful to drive all that way and, you know, Aunt so-and-so or Uncle so-and-so is going to be there and you're like, ugh. But you know what, though? If we choose to look past that, isn't it really fun, though? If we choose to look past all of the things that cause us friction, we can find more things that bring us together. And Christmas this year might look a little bit different for some of us. Maybe you can't go visit the family you want to visit. Maybe you don't want people to visit you this year. Everybody's in a different place. And I have come to the place in my mind where whatever you want to do is okay with me. I'm going to respect where you're at. But what I ask is you respect where I'm at. If you don't want anybody to come over because you're afraid of, you know, the virus and things like that, that's all right with me. I respect that. But I think something that we can all agree upon is this has definitely been a year to remember. I think years from now, we're all going to look back. You remember 2020? Ooh. But something that I can always keep in mind, no matter what's happening, is that I, as a believer in Jesus, I have a Savior who wants nothing but the best for me. He wants to make sure that no matter what's going on in my life, I have what I need and I'm well taken care of. And that is what keeps me going. I'm not going to let the things of the world freak me out, slow me down, and keep me from doing what I want to do, because I trust that my Savior has it all under control. Because no matter how life, how chaotic life can get, Jesus always has everything under control. Stuff might catch us off guard, but it does not catch him off guard. You know, think about God up there and everything that's going on right now. Politics and virus and world stuff and nations. And then there's people, all the different people. And he is orchestrating things. And he is moving things around. But the most important thing he's doing is trying to draw people to him. Because he loves us. See, Jesus changed the world 2,000 years ago when he came upon the scene to reveal to mankind the love that God has for them. Mankind had this version of God, so to speak, and they couldn't have a relationship. They had priests and they had religious leaders that kind of took care of that for them. And then Jesus came upon the world and he broke all that. He said, I am here to love on you. I am here to have a relationship with you, and I want to reveal to you how much the Father in heaven loves you. And his words to me are a constant reminder that no matter what is going on, everything will always turn out for the best when I trust in him. I just want to read a passage to you. These are Jesus' words. And he's talking about worrying. And he's talking about, look at the birds of the air and the flowers in the field, and look how much God takes care of them. The birds have plenty to eat. The flowers bloom. They look good. If God cares enough to take care of them, how much more so will he care for you? And then he goes on to say, so don't worry about all of these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the minds of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek first the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for the day. That passage right there is something that when life seems to be trying to swallow me up, I hear those words ringing in my ears. Don't worry. Forget about what happened yesterday. Stop worrying about what you think is going to happen tomorrow and just focus on today. That passage right there, my friends, is the very character of God, the very nature of God. If we keep our eyes and our thoughts on him, he will take care of all of our needs. Because the thing that he cares about the most is having a relationship with us. When Jesus traveled from town to town, large crowds would gather to hear him speak. Hundreds and thousands. You know who Jesus did not come to hang out with? All the high ups in society. He didn't come to hang out with the big wig politicians, the well-known religious leaders, the wealthy living up on the hill, so to speak. You know who he spent all of his time with? The hurting, the lonely, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the downtrodden, the homeless. And do you know who looked down their noses at him for that? The religious leaders. Because Jesus knew that these people are hurting and they need a Savior. And I want them to know how much God loves them. Jesus came to restore the dignity into the lives of those who needed it most. Think about the drug addict, the alcoholic, the homeless, the riddled with depression and anxiety filled and worried and the hurting and the lonely. They are often the ones that society forgets about because society says they can't contribute anything. But Jesus said, I know who you were created to be, and I know how you can be free from that. You see, in Matthew chapter 9, it said that when Jesus saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus, when he looked at the people when they came to hear him speak, he saw people who were weary and scattered, helpless, lost, tired of life. He did not come to bring judgment and condemnation to anybody. He came to bring freedom. He came to bring help. I wonder why that verse was written about him seeing people as weary and scattered. Like, did he just see the look on their faces? Did he see the hurt in their eyes? Was there a posture that he saw? Was it something in their spirits that he could sense? Weary and scattered they were to him. They were like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus is a good shepherd. He's the one who leads us where we need to be. He is a shepherd that tends kindly to his flock. And a shepherd's flock is his livelihood. A shepherd would never abuse his flock, use his flock, neglect his flock. He would take care of them and make sure they were guarded and well fed. And this is how Jesus sees people. It moves him with compassion. People move him with compassion when he sees the lonely and the hurting and the weary. And you see, the thing about Jesus is he never forces himself upon us. He waits for us to call upon him. Many times when we're hurting and we're lonely and we're weary and we don't have a relationship with him and we wonder where God is at or how can I get out of this mess? He's there all along waiting for you to call upon him and to say, I need you in my life. I want to have a relationship with you. And the second you say that, he shows up and your life changes. He wants to be able to make sure that we are all well taken care of. That's why he explains in Matthew chapter 6, the passage that I read, that it is important that we seek the kingdom of God first. If we are always looking for God and searching for God and keeping our eyes and our thoughts upon God. He will make sure that the obstacles that are in our path spread, and we can walk through, over, under, around, whatever it is that is trying to beat us up. But in order for that to happen, we have to allow him into our lives. Only Jesus can bring the sanity that people are looking for. Only Jesus can bring true freedom, and only Jesus can offer eternal life in heaven. My all-time favorite Bible verse quote that Jesus said, the first time these words I read them, they leapt out at the page at me because that's what I needed. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, for I will give you rest." And then he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I will give you rest for your souls." And when I first read that, I was like, "God, that's what I need." You know, we all need rest, right? But a yoke is that wooden bar that you see on two oxen that the farmer uses to hook them up together to plow the fields, because two oxen working together are stronger. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you. Let me carry you through life. We'll do this together, and I will give you rest for your soul." Man, that is a deep spiritual rest that only Jesus can offer. No amount of pecan pie Christmas afternoon is going to give you that kind of rest. Only Jesus can. And I believe there are people here that are hearing these words, and you're saying, "I need that rest." And we're going to have an opportunity here in a minute. I'm just going to pray for you. And what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to ask you to raise your hand where you're at. And if you really need some prayer, I'm going to ask you to come forward. And I'm just going to pray for you. And it really is that simple. And the reason that I want to ask you to raise your hand is not so everybody else can go, "Oh, they've got their hand raised." Okay? Because I know it takes courage to do that. But the reason I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, and the reason I might ask you to come forward, is because that is a declaration, a public declaration, that you're saying, "Jesus, I am serious about this. I want my life to be changed. I need a change in my life." And I promise you, if you respond to this, your life will never be the same. And this will be the best Christmas season you've ever experienced. Because only Jesus can breathe life into our spirits and help carry us through the tough times that life throws our way. Only Jesus, ready for this? Only Jesus can truly understand what's going on in here with a person, and in here with a person. Many times we say to ourselves, "Nobody understands." And you're probably right. But there is one person that does, and his name is Jesus. And remember when I said God has been moving things around and orchestrating things? And there's a reason why some of you are here this evening. Because God orchestrated this. So I'm going to take a minute to pray. And I'm just going to ask God's Spirit to fill this room and kind of fill your hearts. And I just want everybody to just close your eyes. And we're going to pray. Lord God, I thank you for this evening, God. I thank you that we were able to have this concert, Lord. I thank you for those that came out here this evening, God. Most of all, Lord God, I pray for everybody's health and well-being, Lord Jesus. I pray for every time we get a sniffle or we get a scratchy throat and we're like, "Oh no, could it be?" Father, I speak against that. I speak against this virus. I speak against the political climate and the injustices that people are dealing with. And I speak hope, Lord Jesus. I just sense right now, there's some of you right now that are just overwhelmed with a sense of loss, that you need some hope. Hope seems like a distant, far away, you'll never be able to reach it. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the hope that you're looking for. So if you're feeling like, I need some rest, I need that hope, I just want to ask you to raise your hand and show me where you're at. Is there anybody here this evening? Amen. Right here? Right here? Amen. Anybody else this evening need that rest? Need that hope? Want to begin over here? Yes, over here. Praise God. Anybody else? Just show me here. Listen, this is your moment. Over here? Yes, over here. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you for that, God. Anybody else? Hold your hands up. Listen, this is between you and your Creator right now. Amen. Amen. All right. I see these hands. I love this. This is God's Holy Spirit grabbing your attention, saying, I want to be with you. I thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? All right, Lord God. Thank you, God. Lord, I just thank you for these hands that are raised here today. All right, listen, let's do this. Let's pray. Everybody that raised your hand, just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for getting my attention this evening. I want to invite you into my life. I want you to be a part of my life, Jesus. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to reveal yourself to me in a real way. Walk with me from today on out, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You know what? Whew. Thank you. So, just that little line in that prayer, I want you to reveal yourself to me in a real way. I believe that there's somebody here. And if I'm speaking directly to you, if you want to, just come up to me afterwards and say, hey, that was me. But I believe that if you need Jesus to reveal himself to you, I mean for real, like I need some evidence, Jesus. He wants to show you that. And he's going to blow you away. He's going to come crashing into your life. You're not even going to know what hit you. So if you want, just let me know if that was you, because I really sense like God's going to just kind of knock your socks off and just kind of explode your life in a good way. Amen? Okay, so listen, that concludes our service. If we can have the offering information up on the screens, really, this offering tonight, if you feel so inclined to give, this does help. Throughout the year, this is we usually take this offering on Christmas Eve, but we decided tonight we're going to combine tonight's offering. And you know, if you have cash or if you have a write a check, you can put them in the boxes in the back, and that will go towards this offering. Or if you go to vineyard05.com, you can do that anytime when you go home or whatever. But if you click charity and benevolence, that goes into it. The church designates that money, so that when people call and us and they need help, you'll be a part of helping them. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you so much for this evening. I thank you we could have the fun that we had. And I just want to bless everybody's travels home tonight. I want to bless those who raised their hand. God, and I just thank you that we can still do something like this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a great rest of the night.